Chapter 7, The Nature of Love. Another word for love is attraction. All forms of attraction are forms of love. Many of the things we are attracted to, we may not think of as love. Violence, for example, or fear. Some people are attracted to these for the excitement, energy, or release they provide. Isolation, loneliness, abandonment can also be objects of love for some. This may be for a sense of peace or safety from being hurt, a sense of independence or individuality, or for other reasons. In the end, all love is self-love because it is the love of some part of ourselves that we are attracted to. Of course, beauty, generosity, selfless action, and many other positive things also attract us, and these are the attractions we most readily acknowledge as love. But, in reality, all emotions are forms of love, whether negative or positive. For a thought to be repeated frequently enough in our consciousness to become a feeling or emotion, there needs to be something about it that attracts us. There must be a reason we keep returning to it again and again. For that reason, we love everything that we experience in our life and in our world, or it wouldn't exist. When we stop loving it, being attracted to it, it ceases to exist. It is not possible to love something without also loving its opposite. This may sound strange, but the truth is, we can experience nothing without also experiencing its opposite. In fact, it is the creation of opposites, or relativity, in our consciousness that allows us to experience anything. It would be impossible to know what happy is unless we could also experience the opposite, sad. Up has no relevance in our consciousness unless it is compared to down. In means nothing unless there is an out. The experience of good cannot exist without having some knowledge of evil. Everything we experience is always experienced in relationship to, or relative to, its opposite. Opposites are an essential ingredient for consciousness to experience anything. Thus, consciousness has created opposites in order to experience itself. Consciousness is attracted to opposites for the experience they offer. Consciousness loves opposites, both sides of a polarity, for the experiences they offer. When we are attracted to good, happiness, joy, life, and beauty, we are also simultaneously attracted to bad and sadness, sorrow, death, and ugliness, for we cannot experience one without the other. Universal consciousness, God, is all things and loves all things. To experience God consciousness, we must love all things as Jesus commanded. Love your enemies, love one another, see God in everything, and fear not, for nothing can harm you.